So welcome to this UK Monday night All Addictions meeting. Our speaker tonight is Marie, speaking on the topic of step 10. And take it away, Marie.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me. And it's great to see all of you. And I love, this is one of my favorite steps to talk about because it's had such a remarkable difference in my life. Just a little background about me. I've been in the program of Alcoholics Anonymous since 1986. And I now have 18 years sober. I haven't drank since 1986, but I did have a relapse with pills. That explains my time. And one of the things that I wanted to start off with here was, and I wrote a note about it, when I first started at this step, you know, when I went through the steps, I think I was 7 years sober, and I came to step 10. I didn't really, it was, my step 10 had much to be desired. I, at that point, did not realize the importance nor the necessity for me to do that in order for the rest of my life to work, and that the only way that I could be assured of having the power to do that every day was through prayer and meditation and through my conscious contact with God. Like, you know, left on my own in AA for 30 years. Yeah, I'll do it one day. I won't do it the next. Or I would, you know, I'd do something to someone and I knew it was wrong, but I would, in my time, I would make amends for that, right? And that's not the case today. And so I'm going to read a couple things about step 10 and talk to you a little bit about my experience today with it after going through the Big Book Awakening and a couple of times. And now I work with a lot of women, so I'm always in the book, which I really am so grateful for, because, you know, just over and over and over, I'm hearing the solution, you know, over and over and over. And it's made a significant change in my life. And it's also uncovered some other issues that I needed to deal with that I was unaware of outside of alcoholism. So in the 12 step arena, but not specifically with alcoholism. So one of the first things I want to read is on page 84. It's the second full paragraph down, and it says, this thought, well, I'll read right before what it says. It's right after the promises, right? Are these extravagant promises? We think not. They are being fulfilled among us, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly. They will always, always materialize if we work for them. And then step 10, this thought brings us to step 10, which suggests we continue to take personal inventory and continue to set right any new mistakes as we go along, not as we want to, but as we go along, which to me means on a daily basis, right? And then there's an asterisk there, and it says, step 10 is not about writing inventory. It's about awareness. As I go through my day interacting with others, I continue to take my inventory and make amends where due. And so like I said, you know, my amends had much to be desired in the past. And I'm just going to talk about 11 step real quickly. I do my 11 step meditation religiously every morning. In fact, I have it, it's memorized because I've read it so many times. And when I wake up in the morning, this is such a miracle for me, because I used to wake up in the morning and go, oh God, I have such a busy day. Do I have time for this? Now I wake up in the morning in prayer. It's like, that's in my head. Like, that's what wakes me up. So through that process, I accessed the power to be able to, with God's help, do the things that I thought, oh, I don't need to, I know the importance of this now because of the way it's changed my life. And I want to tell you a story of how it's changed. And this was when I first came into BBA. I had just worked in the steps. I think I was working with a sponsee. And I have a when I get hungry, you don't want to be around me. I know now I can't get hungry. I carry food in my purse so I can be a normal, conscientious human being. But I had gone to the grocery store and I was hungry. And it's our corner grocery store. I've been going there for 30 years. So everyone knows me. All the customers know me. It's very small. And I went to get an avocado and I was like, oh, wow, they're priced as each today. I'm going to get three because they're usually by the pound. I get up to the cash register and I have an argument with the guy. He's like, no, they're by the pound. And I knew they were, but I'm like, well, and I run him back and there's a line of customers. I take him back and show him. And so anyway, I storm out to my car. I'm driving home and it's like, go back now, go back now. You know, no thinking about it, no going home and simmering on it, go back now. And so I turned my car around and miraculously when I got there, there was no one in the store. It was just him. And I took him aside and, told him, what we tell people, I regret, really regret the way that I treated you. You didn't deserve it. I knew. I've been shopping here for 30 years. I knew they were by the pound and it was a mistake. And since then, every time I walk in the store, we meet eyes and say hi. And, I didn't have, and when I used to carry that stuff around, that darkness, that feeling of other people are wrong, like, oh, it was their fault, it just doesn't serve me or anyone around me. It doesn't serve the people that I love in my life. It doesn't serve the people that I work with taking through the steps. It doesn't serve me. And it certainly doesn't serve God. And I'm here, we do this work to be of maximum benefit to God and the people around us, and so it's my duty, if I accept it, to do this stuff, right? And then later on down in the book, on the same page 84, it says, we vigorously commenced this way of living as we cleaned up the past. We did that in step 9. We have entered the world of the spirit. And there's an asterisk that's there. And what the asterisk says is the entering the world of the spirit is the ability to go to that place within and bring that out into all my activities. And that's what happened, like when I was driving home. And it wasn't, I didn't do that. I just did what they said. I just prayed, meditated, That's what I did. I wouldn't have told myself to go back. I was driving home really happy that I made someone miserable for the day, And so it's the ability to go to that place within, that place where I meet God and God can direct my life. That's what I want. I don't want to direct my life anymore. I directed it for so long and it was really miserable. In fact, when I got to BBA, I was only going to phone meetings, not even Zoom meetings, just phone meetings, because I couldn't hardly stand people in the program. And the reason was is because I couldn't stand me. I was a miserable person. And my life is so different today. And it says, continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. When these crop up, we ask God at once And at once, there's an asterisk that says, I ask at once, not that it God remove it at once, but I ask at once, right? And so when you know, I heard the voice that said, turn around, I just said, God, please speak through me. I'm afraid. I'm embarrassed. I feel really bad about what I did. Please show up and speak through me, you know? And I've had a lot. I still have defects of character that I'm working on. And I had a whole bunch of them after I went through this process that came up to light, you know, that were painful. But I send out quotes from, you know, spiritual people to my sponsees every morning. And I read recently in one of them that, you know, God uses those painful places, you know, to show us the light, right? To show us where we need to work so we can bring the light out in that place. So I've been through in the last 6 months some really painful experiences, but and kind of questioning God. And then God's like, bam, what do you think about that? And I'm just like, why did I worry? Why did I cry? You know? And I'm sure I'll do it again, but I'm just being constantly shown that if I do the work, that my higher power is going to show up for me, and it's demonstrated to me on a daily basis. And then let me just look here. Oh, okay. This I love here. Love and tolerance of others is our code. And we have ceased fighting anything or anyone, even alcohol, for by this time, sanity will have returned. We will seldom be interested in liquor. If tempted, we recoil from it as a hot flame. And it's like we react sanely and normally, and we will find that this has happened automatically. And that and like my example, like, you know, my turning around, that happened automatically after I did the work, right? The closeness that I have with my higher power right now, I just, like, before I talk or before I work with a sponsee, you know, I ask God to just set aside my thinking. I invite him into the interaction, and I ask him to please speak through me. And I don't know if, I mean, words come out of my mouth and people's sponsees say, God, that was great. Where'd you get that? And I said, I don't know, but I'm writing it down, you know? And it's like, I just know today, through working this step and cleaning up the wreckage of my past so that I don't have to feel shame. I don't have to feel guilt. You know, I don't have to feel like I'm a bad person, because all that blocks me from the sunlight of the spirit, right? If I'm blocked from God because of my activities and my actions, then I don't get the messages. I don't hear them because my head's full of, oh, he did this, she did that, you know, and I'm obsessed with the crazy thinking, you know, of other people are the problem, which we learned in step 4 and 5 that we are definitely the problem, right? Other people, I have learned, are not my problem. That I, no matter what happens, I can turn it around if I do the work, you know? And, you know, it also says in the book that oftentimes other people are wrong, but we can't worry about that, right? Because this is our life on the line, you know? I'm going to die if I don't take care of this stuff. You know, I was close to death when I relapsed on pills, you know, and I hadn't been working a program, and that's why. And so, and then it says here, we will see that our new attitude toward liquor has been given us. I would say toward liquor, toward life, toward other people, has been given us without any thought or effort on our part. And I want to say about that those new thoughts that come to me, I had no effort in that, right? All I did was what the book says. We have an answer for you that will
5 minutes remaining.
Thank you. We have an answer that will definitely work, right? That's what I did. But the new thoughts that come in, I didn't have anything to do with that, right? The things that set me straight, that's all my higher power. It's just happens to me. These things just happen. And then it says, that is the miracle of it. We are not fighting it nor avoiding temptation. We feel as though we have been placed in a position of neutrality, you know, like we don't have to fight anymore. You know, like the first time I realized this was I had a very tumultuous relationship with my son because I was very codependent. And when he got married, it destroyed me. But we are all wonderful. I love his wife and yeah, we're all great. But the first time I realized this, I was over at their house and I was just sitting there watching everyone, totally enjoying myself, not feeling any angst, not wanting anyone to do anything differently, just sitting there neutrally enjoying what I was seeing. You know, and that is an absolute miracle in my life that I don't have to interfere with or say things, you know, that don't need to be said. My son's a grown up. He doesn't need me to tell him what to do, you know, or be snide or rude or whatever it was. So, and then it says, safe and protected. We have not yet even sworn off. Instead, the problem has been removed. It does not exist for us. We are neither cocky nor are we afraid. That is our experience. That is how we react so long as we keep in fit spiritual condition. And so that's what I've learned over the last 5 years is that's my job, is to be in fit spiritual condition, because then the other stuff comes easy. Like I don't even think about being nice to other people. I don't have to, it just comes, you know. I don't have to think about, you know, whether or not I should say something, because I am clearly directed whether or not I need to say something. And most of the time I don't, you know, I talk so much less than I used to. And so for me, the 10th step is about, you know, cleaning up the wreck of a jar past. And what enabled me to do that is my, you know, putting myself in a fit spiritual condition so that I no longer had to argue with myself in the morning, you know, about or argue with myself about if I should say something to somebody or if I did something wrong, if I should make amends right away. I just know it, you know, it's a feeling now. It's a strong, strong feeling that go back, you know. And I don't even get out of the store now, you know. It's like, and that's by the grace of God. I swear it's not me. It has nothing to do with me. I just work the steps of the program and I help other people and I pray and I stay close to God. So that's all for me. I hope I took up enough time. Thank you, guys.